The character God requires in his ministers. March 1, 1853. I saw how holy a minister of Christ should be, how pure in conversation and actions. He should ever bear in mind that he is handling words of inspiration, words of a holy God. He must bear in mind that the flock is entrusted to his care, and he is to bear their cases to Jesus and plead for them as Jesus pleads for us to the Father. I was pointed back to the children of Israel anciently and saw how pure and holy ministers of the sanctuary had to be, because they were brought by their work into a close connection with God. They that minister must be holy, pure, and without blemish, or God would destroy them. I saw that God had not changed. He was just as holy and pure, just as particular as ever he was. He changeth not. Those who profess to be the ministers of Jesus should be men of experience and deep piety, and then, at all times and in all places, they can shed a holy influence and be a blessing to the cause, and not a curse. I saw the brethren using tobacco, tea, etc., and that it was a needless expense, and had a bad effect upon the cause. That tobacco defiled the children of God, and they must lay it aside, never to touch it again. That God did not require his servants to help to sustain anyone that used this filthy weed. I saw that God wanted his children to be clean and holy. I was pointed back to the children of Israel and saw the commands of God to wash their clothes and in all things to be clean and neat, lest the Lord should pass by and see their uncleanness. I saw that if ever there was a people that should be clean and tidy, it is those who are believing that they are soon to be made immortal and are to dwell with holy angels and with a holy God. I saw that God had not changed in this thing, but wanted his children now to be as particular and careful as the children of Israel were. And if there were persons among us that were not clean and tidy, after giving admonition after admonition, and they did not mend their ways, the church must disfellowship them, because his frown would be upon the camp.